I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
It's the 60th anniversary of the start of the Peace Corps this month, and we're going to hear from some of the earliest participants from Kentucky.
On March 1st, 1961, President Kennedy issued an executive order establishing the Peace Corps as a federal agency within the State Department.
This corps will be a pool of trained men and women sent overseas by the United States government or through private institutions and organizations to help foreign countries meet their urgent needs for skilled manpower. It is our hope to have between 500 to 1,000 people in the field by the end of this year.
And by June, they'd received about 11,000 completed applications. By December 1961, over 500 Peace Corps volunteers were serving in 9 countries.
We will send those abroad who are committed to the concept which motivates the Peace Corps. It will not be easy. None of the men and women will be paid a salary. They will live at the same level as the citizens of the country which they're sent to. Doing the same work, eating the same food, speaking the same language. We're going to put particular emphasis on those men and women who have skills in teaching, agriculture, and in health. I'm hopeful that it will be a source of satisfaction to Americans and a contribution to world peace.
And Gene Hopkins and Jack Wilson were a young couple engaged to be married. They were moved by Kennedy's announcement and the idealism, and they were selected to go in that first group in 1961. Jack had just started a master's degree, and Gene had begun a teaching job, so they actually deferred. But in 1962, they were given another opportunity, and they dropped everything. In this oral history interview conducted in 2004, Ann Jean Wilson describes their process joining the Peace Corps in 1962 and preparing to be the first group to serve in Liberia.
It was right before I was going to have to sign a contract for the next year, and I know the people at the school thought I was kind of crazy. And the same thing for my husband. I was in the middle of a master's degree, and they thought he was crazy. We said yes, we would do that, and went to training in June, and by right before our anniversary in late August, we were in Liberia. Well, in those days, the Peace Corps training was pretty academic, and we had lots and lots of speakers. We had classes in educational techniques, and we also had physical training. We were supposed to do the exercises in the Royal Canadian Mounted Police handbook. And then we also were evaluated by psychologists who thought that having 12 couples in this group of 100 trainees was kind of strange. They hadn't had that many couples before. And one of the famous things that we did was they wanted to interview us separately, and the couples all decided that was a ploy to find out something about us, about each other from each spouse, and we decided we wouldn't do that. At that point, the psychologists had quite a bit to do with who got selected and who got deselected, and I don't remember. There were some people who were deselected. I don't remember the details about that. And we were proud of being the first group to go to Liberia. We went on a prop plane, a 23-hour flight with one stop to Monrovia. We took a white chicken with us, and when we got off the plane, we presented that was the thing to do, to present a white chicken to, I think the Secretary of Education came to meet the plane, as I recall, and that was exciting.
2004, Ann Jean and Jack Wilson launched an oral history project conducting nearly 100 oral history interviews with returned Peace Corps volunteers from Kentucky. These interviews were featured in a book published by the University Press of Kentucky called Voices of the Peace Corps. And to commemorate the anniversary this year, it's being released in paperback this summer. And in 2020, the Nunn Center partnered with the National Returned Peace Corps Volunteers Oral History Project and is now the new home. We now have over 300 interviews with returned Peace Corps volunteers in our collection.
And all of these interviews are available online?
It's in process, and so many of the interviews are available online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.